This is Torah. The parasha called Tetzaveh, you are to order, God told Moses. And we are looking at the preparation for the Kohen HaGadol, the great high priest. Exodus 29 today, verse 1. Here is what you are to do, to consecrate them for ministry to me in the office of Kohen, priest. Take one young bull and two rams without defect. The ancient commentary, the Midrash Tanhuma, mentions that this one young bull was an atonement for the incident of the golden calf, which was a bull, which will be happening here in the next several chapters. Interesting that it's inserted in advance and offered in advance, as Aaron is taking responsibility for the sins of his future, which he's unaware of at this point. So a young bull, two rams without defect, also matzah cakes mixed with olive oil, and matzah wafers spread with oil, all made from fine wheat flour. So again, matzah or unleavened bread used here as an offering before God, because it had no leaven and therefore didn't rise. The bread is the bread of humility, not rising before God, but staying low to the ground. Also, leaven represents our sin. So the coming before God with an acknowledgement of our reliance on Him, and we don't rise, we don't get puffed up before Him. All made with fine wheat flour, it says, which was significant, a significant symbol for the ancient people of Israel, as they were farmers, agricultural people, the fine wheat flour symbolizing the fertility of their land given by God. Put them together in a basket, verse 3, and present them in the basket along with the bull and the two rams. Bring Aaron and his sons to the entrance of the tent of meeting and wash them with water. Ritual cleansing called the mikvah, which would eventually morph and transform into the ritual of baptism. Baptism of repentance, baptism of preparation. Later, Rabbi Shaul, Paul, would say in Titus 3:5, about how God has delivered us, not by any righteous deeds we have done, but on the ground of His own mercy. It says there, He did it by means of the mikvah of rebirth and the renewal brought about by the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit. So we see these types and pictures. The ritual bath symbolizing rebirth by the Holy Spirit. The making new of Aaron and his sons as they enter into the new life, the new calling, the life in the Spirit. Take the garments, verse 5, and put on Aaron the tunic, the robe for the ritual vest, the vest itself and the breastplate. Fasten the vest on him with its belt. put the turban on his head and attach the holy ornament to the turban. Then take the anointing oil and anoint him by pouring it on his head, another symbol of the Holy Spirit, the oil. Anointing. It symbolizes new life, rebirth, and entering into a new way of existence. Bring his sons, put tunics on them, wrap sashes around them, Aaron and his sons, and put the headgear on their heads. The office of Cohen is to be theirs by a permanent regulation. Thus he will consecrate Aaron and his sons. Bring the young bull to the front of the tent of meeting. Aaron and his sons are to lay their hands on the bull's head, and you are to slaughter the bull in the presence of Adonai at the entrance to the tent of meeting. The laying on of their hands, the acknowledging that their sin must be atoned for in a symbolic act of transferring their guilt to an innocent substitute. Take some of the bull's blood, verse 12, and put it on the horns of the altar with your finger. Pour out all the rest of the blood at the base of the altar. Take all the fat that covers the inner organs, the covering of the liver and the two kidneys with their fat, and offer them up in smoke on the altar. But the bull's flesh, skin, and dung, you are to destroy by fire outside the camp. It is a sin offering. Take one of the rams. Aaron and his sons are to lay their hands on the ram's head. And you are to slaughter the ram, take its blood, and splash it on all sides of the altar. Quarter the ram, wash the inner organs and the lower parts of the legs, and put them with the quarters and the head. Verse 18, and finally for today. Then offer up the whole ram in smoke on the altar. It is a burnt offering for Adonai, a pleasing aroma, an offering made to Adonai by fire. It was pleasing to Adonai because of the reestablishing of fellowship with man, his relationship with his people. Is pleasing to him. It's something that he longs for. Later on in the New Testament, Kepha, Peter, 1 Peter 2:5 says that we as living stones are being built into a spiritual house to be Kohanim, priests, set apart for God to offer spiritual sacrifices acceptable to him through Yeshua, the Messiah. So our sacrifices today are internal things of the heart, sacrifices of dependency on him, giving ourselves over, renewing our mind, renewing our intentions, renewing our motives, walking in love, choosing forgiveness, choosing mercy for others. These are spiritual sacrifices symbolized by bulls, goats, rams, unleavened bread. Torah 101 Daily.